That statement, to be quite honest, caught me by surprise. It was quite shocking hearing that that's what Nelson Chamisa is saying, because let's look at it from this way. This is the same Nelson Chamisa who failed dismally to convince SADC to act upon its own report by its own election observers. We were here in Zimbabwe in August, who declared the elections here not to be credible, not to be free, not to be fair, and that they fell short, woefully short of regional standards and guidelines of democracy, democratic elections. He failed to push SADC and say, "Act, hey guys, why aren't you acting on your own report, on your own election observer report? Hold the government of Zimbabwe to account." And SADC practically treated that report as non-existent. So if Chamisa, who was clearly defrauded or an election stolen from him, and he couldn't act upon it, as far as SADC was concerned, how then does he today expect SADC to listen to him with his new proposal to facilitate a meeting between him and President Mnangagwa? I don't see that happening. And to make it worse, Chamisa resigned from his own party, and at the moment, he doesn't have a party. So it becomes quite problematic to understand on what basis is he urging SADC to facilitate a meeting between him and President Mnangagwa.
Could it be that Chamisa is putting country first because, as you can see, he is concerned about the economy? Therefore, he is saying that maybe a dialogue with Mnangagwa will bring solution to the country.
I do understand what you're saying, James, but if he is putting the country first, as he's claiming, then he has to be a bit more realistic with what the solution should be. Are we seriously saying that the solution to the suffering of Zimbabweans rests in him personally meeting with Mnangagwa? How is Mnangagwa meeting with Chamisa going to resolve the issue? It would have made sense if this had happened in August last year or in September last year, when Chamisa was the leader of the biggest opposition party in Zimbabwe. We saw that in 2008 with between Morgan Tsvangirai and the MDC with Robert Mugabe of ZANU-PF. Then they formed a government of national unity, and things did improve from 2009. But right now, to be realistic, Chamisa doesn't have any authority at the moment. So knowing how arrogant Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF are, they would not want to negotiate with Chamisa or in any capacity.